Along the upper coast of Maine, on a rocky island 21 miles offshore, there's a search to find a new caretaker for the Petite Manan Lighthouse. If there was a Help Wanted ad, it might read something like this. Wanted, adventurous individual or organization not afraid of hard work to care for Maine's second tallest lighthouse, a 119-foot granite tower built in 1855. The building will be transferred at no cost to a suitable responsible party. That's right, it's free, a transaction allowed under the National Historic Lighthouse Preservation Act. The Coast Guard maintains the foghorn and rotating lens atop the lighthouse, but can no longer afford the upkeep on the building. Now, this sounds like a bargain, but Charlie Blair, the manager of the wildlife refuge that shares the island, explains the deal comes with a lot of fine print.
It's very difficult to get to. The weather is unpredictable. It's very expensive to do anything on the island. Of course, it's offshore, and anything you do there, just based on it being a historical structure, it tends to be expensive and requires some specialized work, but also just the logistics of anything you do on an island, whether you bring firewood to it or you bring equipment to it or water. Essentially, you drive out in a boat, you anchor the boat, and you row it ashore, and you carry it up to the lighthouse. So it's quite a logistical challenge.
And there are other challenges that come with caring for a building that's almost 150 years old, a building that's constantly battered by wind and salt water.
Structurally, they would have to probably keep it up to standards and the maintenance that goes along with any structure that's subject to salt and marine environment would be a real challenge. I would expect there would be regular maintenance, which included painting and, of course, there's doors, there's many, many stairs, spiral stairway from the bottom to the top, 119 feet.
The island of Petite Manan is also a nesting ground for scores of rare wildlife.
We have puffins, we have common terns, arctic terns, roseate terns, laughing gulls.
That makes for interesting bird watching, but there's one more hitch. The island is off limits 5 months each year during nesting season.
The island is closed from April 1 to August 31st each year, so the birds aren't disturbed.
So the ideal caretaker would be?
Someone that would take it on, maintain the structure and the navigational structure itself, but also recognize the importance of that island for our wildlife species, our seabirds in particular.
Even with all these drawbacks, there's much to recommend Petite Manan, says Jeremy Dontremont. He's an historian with the American Lighthouse Foundation. A new steward would not just keep up the lighthouse, they would also help maintain a slice of Maine's maritime history.
This is a very dramatic lighthouse, dramatic and important historically. Certainly served a very important navigational function. Lighthouses have always been popular, even going back to the 19th century, tourists would flock to lighthouses.
The Coast Guard is tight-lipped about how many applications they've received, but Jeremy Dontremont knows it's a hard sell, and that worries him.
There's no shortage of good stewards for lighthouses that are in convenient locations on shore that people can drive to, especially ones that have keepers' houses associated with them, where you could have a museum or maybe a bed and breakfast or whatever. But for some of these remote offshore lights, it's going to be very, very tough. And again, in the case of Petite Manan, you have the restriction that you basically can't go on the island from spring through summer. So any work that's done out there has to be done in the fall or winter, which makes it very difficult. So I am concerned. There's a lot of drawbacks. You know, the positive thing is that it's a very historic structure and it's worth preserving.
The new steward of the lighthouse would be expected to use it for education or cultural purposes, and the enterprise must be nonprofit. The application deadline ends September 14th. Any takers?